Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting third. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. One out. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. There goes Wright. The throw from Desodles to Suter, and Wright is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh is hit by the pitch. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 1 in the game. Marchildon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Suter reaches third base with a triple. Wright throws the ball into Tresh, who tags Suter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grimes scores. Steinbach goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbach. QL reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground into right field. Vallow picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. QL scores. Wright moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Trosky now playing first base. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2. Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 2 in the game. Marchildon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Ralph Hodgen pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Steinbeck. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Tucker goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallo moves to second. One out. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Suter reaches second base with a double. Vallo scores. It's 6-5, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0 for 3 in the game. Marchildon strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.